Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with news on the transfer front. City continue to try and improve their squad ahead of the resumption of the Premier League next season. Nathan Ake, the Bournemouth defender, is expected to join in a £41 million deal. After that, City bid in the past few days has been accepted by the relegated Cherries. The only thing that's holding that deal up is Ake agreeing personal terms, but that's expected to be sorted out imminently, and Ake will join City in the summer transfer window. Ferran Torres, the Valencia winger, is also expected to join the club and boost Pep Guardiola's attacking options. He's been seen as a direct replacement for Leroy Sané, who of course is joining Bayern Munich. Elsewhere on the transfer front, players could leave as well. John Stones has been heavily linked with a move to West Ham after falling out of favour under Pep Guardiola at the Etihad in the past year or so. Stones' long-term future at the club remains very much uncertain. West Ham apparently are ready to offer £20 million to sign him, as his former boss at Everton, David Moyes, looks to be reunited with him. Some reports say that City, along with Chelsea, are interested in Bayern Munich defender David Alaba as another possible replacement or another possible reinforcement at the back for City. Finally, Ilkay Gundogan has been speaking to the club's website, and he has said that City will be able to cope without Sergio Aguero as they go in search of Champions League glory in the final few weeks of the season. Aguero is not expected to feature at all now until the new campaign. It might even be September or October before the Argentinian is back after he's had knee surgery. However, Gundogan says that City can cope. He said, "It's definitely disappointing not to have Sergio available, and we wish him a speedy recovery and to have him back as soon as possible because he is such an important player for us. But we have to deal with injuries," he said, "as we did in the season with Laporte not being available. We have to do the same now with Sergio, and I'm sure we'll be able to do that. Other players," he said, "will have to step up. We have Gabriel Jesus, who is an amazing player, but we also have different players," he said, "who can play as a false nine." That's all for now. We'll have more later.